This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 371 for Monday, May 6th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is starting the week on a positive note, receiving support from comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all in the green on Monday morning. Crude oil is also increasing as tensions continued in the Middle East and Saudi Arabia moved to raise prices in Asia. The Canadian dollar is up 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. Rain is expected for much of Alberta and Saskatchewan later today, with high temperatures in the teens Celsius. Manitoba will see sunny skies and highs at or exceeding 20 degrees. The July canola contract is up $9.60 per ton at $656.60. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are making gains, while wheat is mixed. After planting continued in some regions of the eastern U.S. Corn Belt, precipitation is expected for much of the U.S. over the next week. Parts of the western U.S. Corn Belt received decent rainfalls over the past few days. Safrinha corn growing areas in south central Brazil are expected to be hot and dry this week before giving way to rain next week. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange lowered its forecast for Argentina's corn crop to 46.5 million tons last week. Algeria bought some animal feed corn in its 160,000-ton tender for May shipment, while Taiwan purchased 65,000 tons. The July corn contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.67. In the aftermath of torrential rains flooding fields, Rio Grande do Sul, the second largest soybean producer state in Brazil, should see production cut by 15% to 19 million to 20 million tons. One farm cooperative manager said that 70 to 80% of soybeans in the state could be damaged. The BAGE reported 36% of Argentina's soybean harvest is now complete. Palm oil exports from Malaysia slightly declined in April at 1.046 million tons, down from 1.114 million in March. The July soybean contract is up 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.34. Rains fell over most of Kansas over the weekend, with totals at 10 to 20 millimeters in the state's southwest corner. Much of the U.S. Midwest, Delta, and Plains will see precipitation that will slow down the planting pace. Soft red wheat growing areas should see between 25 to 75 millimeters over the next week. Ongoing dryness in Russia caused ICAR to cut the country's wheat production forecast by 2 million tons to 91 million. Egypt said it has procured 1.5 million tons of domestic wheat since April with a goal of 3.5 million. The July Chicago wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.30. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.54. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.11. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, May 6th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.